little different flavor here from Living Color on this one, called The Solace of You. I didn't even ever attribute this song to this band because of so much of their other music is so heavy and so rock-based. This uplifting, wonderful, beautiful piece. If you look it up, Living Color, C-O-L-O-U-R, Solace of You. Good stuff. Really interesting song. Interesting band. Great statements, too. Actually, and their lead singer, Corey Glover, he's been doing Broadway, too, if you like that stuff, too. So he's been all over the place. And they're still making music. Now, as we cap off this edition of Let's Get Local, again, our amazing guests, you know, we're trying to connect with some of them this week. I knew it was going to be tough, but we will track back for future episodes and give them the appropriate showcase, because me talking about their organization is not nearly as good as them talking about their organization, and I'm happy to let them highlight that more where we can have a conversation about it. But I appreciate you hanging with me today to learn a little bit and get a little bit about these organizations from my perspective. Again, I knew nothing. I mean, I knew about Sabrina a bit, but I love what she's doing, bringing all that together. I did not know about Inspire Barber College, and I did not know about Aaron Perry's group, Rebalance Life Wellness Association, and everything he's been doing. Just incredible stuff here from some incredible Black members of our community who really just trying to make a difference. Now, another group who had done a lot and has done so much that I wanted to highlight today is the YWCA. You know, YMCA, everybody hears about that because, you know, there's a song that everybody knows from it. We see YMCAs all over the place, but the YWCAs in our community do so much amazing stuff as well. And I did want to shine a spotlight on them. They had a recent, very cool event that took place. Originally was debuted in October of 2020 and then re-highlighted last night in honor of Juneteenth. But the YWCA is an organization, you know, the motto is eliminating racism and empowering women. And those are some really important things to be working on right now. Some incredible mission statement and goals. There's certainly a lot of programs they operate, a wide array of programs, certainly. And, you know, they're advocating for change. They work on employment and transit help, which we've also talked about. You heard Sean talk about last week on Sharp Elbows and actually replayed today. The need for transit is such a barrier for people oftentimes for employment, to get to places of employment. If they don't have a car, how can we help on that? YWCA, that's one of the things they do. In addition to that, housing and shelter. There's a lot under this umbrella. Race and gender equity, restorative justice, and then, of course, they have education and training in addition to all that. There are plenty of ways to get involved, ways to connect with them. The website is ywcamadison.org. But they're led, you know, by Vanessa McDowell, who is incredibly impressive. She has a very robust resume and accomplishments. But she also, if you watch videos that she's put out representing, you know, the YWCA to update people, seems very down to earth, very straightforward, very relatable. And for people and, you know, CEOs of organizations and people in those positions to have humility and be relatable, I think, is key and critical to pursuing the mission forward. And Vanessa, even with all of her accomplishments and all of the recognition that she's received, including Bravo Magazine in 2016, she was one of 22 women to watch. She's been honored in Business Magazine as Madison's 40 Under 40 in 2018. She's been appointed by Governor Evers to the State Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. She was also appointed by Governor Evers in this year to the State Advisory Council on Equity and Inclusion. So she is really making a big impact And she's the CEO of the YWCA. Would love to have a chance to talk with her at some point as well. She wasn't available this week, but I still wanted to highlight their organization because it's so great, and I'd love to talk with Vanessa at some point and get to know her a little better. One really interesting thing with the YWCA that they did recently, if you go to their homepage, you can find this too. The YWCA at ywcamadison.org had something that they put out called the Black Thought Wall in connection with an artist who created the Black Thought Wall. And I want to talk a little bit about this idea. It's really pretty remarkable. So the Black Thought Wall was created by Alicia Walters out in California. And her idea of this was really, she said, the Black Thought Wall's challenge, and they challenge and invite community members to witness and protect Black people and their thoughts in the present. Black thought is sacred, worthy of protection, a privilege to witness and receive. Unadulterated, authentic, can your community be a sanctuary for Black thought? And that's a quote from Alicia Walters, the creator of the Black Thought Wall Project. They brought this Black Thought Wall, to Madison, October 2020, had a great response. It's in connection with the YWCA and other partners. But really the goal here is to transform public and private spaces into sanctuaries for the expression of Black thought. The YWCA wanted to envision communities where Black people are given safe spaces to reflect and are listened to and are honored for their experiences and perspectives. The interactive art installations engage community members, too, to actively honor Black thought as sacred and worthy of protection, like Alicia Walters had in mind. So this is at the YWCA. Last night, they had another event where people could come up and write their thoughts. It has different questions on the board, right? And there's chalk, and you get an opportunity to write and express yourself. How you feel. You know, one of the things says, what do you love about yourself? So a lot of us, do we ever take the time to think about that? What do we actually love or appreciate or like about ourselves? Probably not. We probably don't take nearly enough time to do that. And we've heard a lot from guests on this program, including Steeping Wellness, including some of our health professionals, and people related to the Dane by Local Health and Wellness Fest that took place at the end of May, talking about self-care, talking about taking time to take care of yourself as well and how critical that is. And I can speak to that. I can speak to that because I have not done it at times. I have pushed and pushed and pushed through things. Running. I'm sure so many of us have done that. That's kind of our nature, right? As humans, we do that so much. We're always thinking about other people. We're always pushing to get the job done. We're always pushing to get this project done. We're always pushing to move everything forward. And in the process, running ourselves into the ground. So taking a little time to think, taking a little time to reflect, taking a little time to identify what you appreciate about you is really important. In addition to taking time for other self-care, just some downtime, just some time to laugh and have fun, not have a deadline or something that's that you're trying to meet or match. Critical stuff. But this Black Thought Wall project being brought to Madison, I believe Madison was only the third location to have the Black Thought Wall up. So that was pretty wonderful. And I hope more and more of these get put up across the country. But YWCA here in Madison had another showcase of the Black Wall last night, the Black Thought Wall. Excuse me, I keep messing up that. Of the Black Thought Wall. They had that last night too. And in celebration of Juneteenth. And I'll make one more profession here before I sign off. And that is about Juneteenth. And it becoming a federal holiday. I think it's amazing. And you know why? Because there is a lot of history that we don't get reminded of in our daily lives. And Juneteenth is another way to help bring Black history to the front of our minds. I will be honest, up until a couple years ago, I didn't even know what Juneteenth was. Either they didn't teach me that lesson in school or I forgot about it. But it's important, really important in our history of this nation. And it's a great way now to have this recognized federally as a holiday to highlight what all the Black people in our history have done and what the ones like I've talked about today continue to do. Amazing stuff. Take care of yourselves. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Pizza Box at the top of the hour. And there's no escape. I've got the solace of you. Gotta go inside, back where it started, back to the beginning, 'cause that's where my heart is.